board with the augmented fifth. Just see how dangerously high it raises you up. So just go on over and work on my car. I'll sit here by the fan, and chances are I can straighten this thing out for $900. But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long. You guessed it. Well, it may be a hit. I like it.
Happy trails to you.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. News This Hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. Currently, it is 60 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, and our time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors resumed deliberations this morning in the case of Hunter Biden, accused of lying on the form to buy a firearm in 2018. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
It's a pretty straightforward case legally. I mean, the defense has provided a possible answer if you want to find not guilty, which is this idea that the prosecution has the burden to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. And the defense is essentially saying, are you sure it was knowingly? Did he know that he was a drug addict at that moment?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, urging Hamas to accept the hostage release deal with Israel on the table. The UN Security Council this week voting in favor of an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Apple jumping into the race to bring generative AI to more people during its Worldwide Developers Conference. The tech giant announced it's getting help from OpenAI's ChatGPT technology. This is ABC News. New numbers showing violent crime dropping across the country.
So-called burglary tourism in the suburbs and other crimes, including retail theft, have made headlines. The perceptions about crime differing city to city, state to state. But the FBI releasing new data showing violent crime dropped 15% from January to March compared to the same time last year. Murders dropped by 26%, rape down 25%, robberies falling 17%.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. The data coming from 72% of law enforcement agencies from around the country. Your price at the gas pump may be easing even more. The Energy Department says gas prices nationwide are down an average of 9 cents a gallon in the past week alone. And it turns out elephants may basically have names for each other, and they use those names. New research shows elephants address each other with unique calls. Experts think this is a clear sign that they associate distinct sounds with other elephants. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. On sale, Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Hormel flavored pork tenderloins that are great for the grill. Pork ribs starting at $2.50 a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Tortino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, or buy 9 and get one free. Old Orchard frozen concentrate, apple, banana, and strawberry juice, $1.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
A temperature of around the mid-70s today with a slight chance of showers. Also tonight, spotty showers possible, partly cloudy and a low of 56. Wednesday, partly sunny and warmer, more humid, a slight chance of a thunderstorm toward evening, a high of 85. Wednesday evening, muggy, scattered thunderstorms likely and a low of 65. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy and still warm, a high of 83. Friday, low 80s and a nice summer day with lower humidity and sunshine.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca beginning at 11:30 will feature a quality herd from Greene County. 15 head of crossbred cows from an organic grazing herd. These Swiss Jersey Holstein cross cows are bred AI and most are bred back for fall calving. Breeding dates and service sires provided, plus a great run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com, and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
On our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE, we're going to talk about a very important topic. It's Elder Abuse Awareness Day coming up on Saturday, which will be June 15th. And in the studio with us today, Brandy Christensen, who is a behavioral health manager, and Cindy Bromfeld, adult protective services worker. We have booked them through the local ADRC and glad to have them here today. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Why do you feel like this is an important day and an important thing to recognize?
Elder abuse is happening a lot more often than people are aware of. And being able to notice these things and help report them helps keep our elders safer.
Are there some important things that are being done nationwide to kind of bring awareness to this?
Every year we have the Elder Abuse Awareness Day on June 15th. A lot of the counties put out something in regards to that to help bring awareness to the community. We try to do some other outreach to people as well and try to get more people involved with the community and keeping an eye on our elders.
Important to know some of the telltale signs, right?
Yes, yes. A lot of people aren't aware and they don't know the signs to look out for. Some of the signs that you can keep an eye out for, like unexplained bruises, welts, burns, fear, anxiety, or agitation around certain people, changes in their appetite or unusual dramatic weight gain or losses, unexplained changes in health, increasing withdrawals or isolation, lack of knowledge about personal finances or conflicting stories, sudden inability to pay bills or buy food, dependency of adult children, caregivers, or the older person for income and or shelter, poor personal hygiene, wearing inappropriate or inadequate clothing, just kind of them pulling away from people and not understanding things or making up things that seem out there that's not quite understandable is another thing to keep an eye out for as well.
Sometimes you're probably not aware if it's something medical, something cognitive, or is it brought on by something, you know, like a family member not taking care like they should of them, right?
Yep. A lot of our cases we've noticed have come dementias growing rapidly in this day and age. And a lot of people who are more susceptible to abuse or neglect have some sort of cognitive impairment. A lot of times our cases come through where most of them are related in some way or some kind of caregiver, and it starts slowly and then gets more involved, and they're not aware of it happening until it's too late.
And let's bring Brandy into the conversation as well. Brandy, good morning. And tell us about what you do and your position.
I'm the behavioral health manager at Richland County Health and Human Services. I oversee all the different programs of the behavioral health unit, and then adult protective services is one that falls in there.
That's a pretty big umbrella, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of things to keep track of. So Elder Abuse Day, this is important and a nationwide thing, but also recognizing it here in Southwest Wisconsin is important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be doing a pinwheel project later this week, I believe. We're going to be putting pinwheels in the courthouse lawn for every report that came in that Cindy investigated last year. I believe there was 118.
Wow. That was just in the county?
Yes. Just Richland County.
That, you know, so you kind of think like, well, maybe we're immune from that here, but sadly it doesn't sound like we are we?
No. And this year we've already had 104 APS referrals. So we've got quite a few. We're reaching the same amount we did last year already, and we're only halfway through the year this year.
I had no idea. I was thinking that maybe we're talking about a handful, you know, and unfortunately we're not. So those are all kind of ranges, I'm guessing, of cases and, you know, things that you've investigated.
Yep. So I've done a lot of different things. We've had guardianship referrals, protective placement, mental health referrals, financial exploitation, self-neglect, abuse and neglect, harassment, sexual abuse, welfare checks, conservatorships, and funding requests that have come through APS. Mm-hmm. So it's been very busy, and I try to do the best that I can with what I have and work with the families and try to figure out an outcome. And I work a lot with the hospitals and law enforcement on taking care of everything as well. So,
how do you handle referrals in terms of, let's say I'm a concerned citizen, you know, and I'm not a family member, I don't have anything, that can get kind of tricky, can it?
Not necessarily. So all of our referrals that come through are confidential. We try to get as much information as we can from each person, and then within 24 hours, I start my investigation and I reach out to doctors, families, law enforcement. I visit with the individuals themselves and try to get the whole picture on what's going on and come to the bottom line of what should be done. And what needs to be done and whether or not the allegations are substantiated or not.
You have to pinpoint whether it's hearsay or whether it's legit then.
Yeah. Yep.
In other words. So does that process take a very long time?
Depending. Each case is different, and I'm the only APS worker for Richland County. So sometimes I have more than one going on at a time. So it can take me a little bit to get to the bottom of things. It's not something that'll happen overnight.
When you were back in school, and first of all, where did you come from originally?
Well, I am originally from Beloit, but I went to school at Upper Iowa University, and so we moved up here in 2018. And I live in Crawford County, but I work for Richland County.
Did you see yourself being in some sort of social work or something when you were growing up?
No. Originally, I wanted to be a nurse, and I was a CNA for 12 years. But due to medical issues, I couldn't physically do that job anymore. And then I kind of went into behavioral health and ended up doing social work instead. So it's been a fun journey.
As it goes, too, it's I'm sure rewarding work. It can be, right?
It is. It is. I love my job. I love what I do, and I like being able to help people as much as I can. Even if I make a difference for one person, then I'm satisfied. I've done everything that I could, and it works for me.
I'm sure not. It's hard to not take your work home, though, sometimes, isn't it?
Sometimes it is. There are some cases that hit the heartstrings, but we have a policy at our house that before we walk in our door, we hang our hat up on the door, and we try to separate work life from family life. And I have a very busy family life, and with the kids and everything, we're all over the place. We're never home. So it's, each case is different. There's some that have been on my mind a lot more than others, but it's a balance issue. We work it out.
Are there more resources available now, Brandy, as you look at some of the things that people have maybe than weren't there a few years ago? Or how do you look at it?
I think so. In the behavioral health unit, we have, I think, 9 different programs, and we serve people from birth throughout the entire lifespan. We offer case management services, therapy services, substance abuse services, APS, crisis. We work with kids with disabilities. We kind of touched on almost all the areas that we can within the behavioral health unit. We're always looking for new ideas. So when we see new grants come out, we really examine them and say, is there a need in this community? What can we do? How would this impact in a positive way? Things like that. So we're always looking to expand, and all of the staff in our unit are always really eager to jump in when needed and help when needed. And if they have ideas, they let us know as well.
I know COVID really put kind of a damper on a lot of things. Has things recovered in terms of programs that are available and things kind of back to normal, so to speak, Brandy?
I think the biggest thing from COVID that we're still seeing is a lot of like telehealth, people wanting to do some appointments online and things like that, which we're able to offer at the county. I think we've seen lately there's been an increase in some mental health referrals. Not sure if COVID has anything to do with that, the unwinding. A lot of anxiety, social anxiety with that in the community. And I think APS, we were all locked up for so long and isolated, and now things are really coming out to the surface and getting to the bottom of things, especially those financial exploitation cases. Those take a little bit for people to be concerned with money transactions and things like that, and I think that's where a lot of those are coming from the surface as well.
Mm-hmm. We've been hearing a lot in the news lately about scams and grandparent scams and things like that. That's something, have you had a chance to deal with some of those things locally as well, Cindy?
Yeah, we've had a lot of scams. A lot of the ones that I've dealt with are relationship scams, where people think that they're dating or getting engaged with these people who claim to be in the military and overseas. And there was one case last year where a lady was exploited for $150,000 to try to get this guy's portfolio released to the U.S. so that he could be sent home. We've seen an uptick in those in this area, and a lot of people are falling for them and not realizing, this is a scam and it's not real. And with the elderly population, I think a lot of them, they feel isolated and they want that companionship, and they don't want to believe that it's not real. And that's where the hard part comes in. If they're not willing to listen and work with us, it's technically their money to give away, and we can't make them not do it. It's their choice. So it's been hard with those cases, because there's not a lot we can do if they're not willing to work with us on it.
Yeah, it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, why would anybody fall for that? But I think you put yourself in someone's situation. Maybe they're lonely, going through some things. It's probably a little easier to get hooked, isn't it?
Yeah, and a couple of the cases I've had with the elders, they don't have family in the area or they're estranged from their family. So I think they're just trying to find that connection any way that they can, and they end up falling into the hands of people they meet online, and a lot of them come through Facebook. It's hard to see and watch and deal with. So we try to give out resources, and whenever I visit these people, I take information with me to kind of show them, you know, this is happening a lot, this is something that we need to be cautious for, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and we just keep trying to educate everybody on the signs to look for and what kind of information to give. And the biggest thing is, if you don't know this person and you've never met them and they say they're from somewhere overseas, that it's most likely not true. It's not real.
Mm-hmm. How do you go about that, though? I mean, you have to kind of become a little bit of an investigator, too, don't you?
Yes. So I investigate a lot of them. I get as much information as I can, the name of the person, where they're at, where the money's being sent to. And I work with law enforcement to follow the money trail and try to figure out if the person's legitimate. In every case that I've had, it has been a scam in this area. And last year alone, I had 16 of them.
16 too many.
Yes. Yes.
So are you able to cut off ties? How do you do that then when you discover that and stop like payments and things like that?
So a lot of times the banks will work with us. Once the money is gone, it's gone. We can't get it back. It's very hard to get it back. There are some programs through the state that if it's reported within 24 hours, then they can stop the payment and get the money back. But most times people don't know within 24 hours, so it's not reported and there's not a lot that we can do. But we can work with the banks to stop payments on any future things being sent to that person or anywhere near there.
Credit card companies have some sort of, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe they can, some sort of recourse and things like that, don't they? More than a bank account, or how does that work?
The credit card companies, I think, have a little more leeway where they can track the money and pull it back. But I haven't worked with the credit card companies in regards to this as of yet. Most they've all been through bank accounts, and the banks have worked with us as much as they could. There's been a couple times where they've had checks written or certified checks, and we've worked with the banks on having them returned instead of cashed. There's been referrals from banks where they get checks that look suspicious, so they'll call and make a referral and we'll look into it. And if it does turn out to be fake, then they'll reverse it and send the money back.
More and more news about AI, too, and some of the over-the-phone scams that people need to be aware of, too.
Yes. With the AI, there's a lot of things, like when people post stuff online, it's there forever. Anybody can get it. With the videos people post of their families, these new AI technologies can duplicate that voice and call people and make it sound like the real person. And a lot of people are posting a lot of personal information online, and so they have the information to do this. And we try to tell everybody not to post personal stuff, because once it's out there, anybody can get their hands on it, and that's where scams are developed.
Plus, letting people know that you're gone, you know, kind of makes your home a target sometimes too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. There's a lot of things, too, that people are coming up. I know I'm guilty of it myself. I post a lot of things about my kids and where they go to school and stuff like that. But even with doing that and showing the community that you're living in gives them access to information as well. Mm-hmm. And it's important to make sure that your profiles are set to private and only share with people that you know, and don't accept friend requests from people that you don't know.
And sometimes those of us of a certain age, maybe we aren't quite as computer literate. You know, we may not understand all those things too, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of the older generation has had a harder time dealing with the online internet and interweb and stuff like that. But having somebody there to help teach them and guide them through it is a big thing too, and keeping family involved and keeping an eye on your elders and your loved ones can help go a long way with that. I know there's been some times where the families will set them up like, oh, here's Facebook and you can do this and you can do that, and then next thing you know they have all these friends from they don't know where, and they're like, oh yeah, I think I know them, and they'll add them and it turns out to be a disaster.
Right, then you got to go in and sort it out then, it sounds like.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Brandy, if people are hearing our broadcast today, what, you know, maybe they're concerned about something, maybe one of the services that that you provide, what's the best way to do or go about getting a hold of you?
The best way for services would just be to call the front office and ask to talk to one of our intake specialists, and she'll kind of direct you as to who does admissions into what program. If you have an APS concern, call and ask to talk to Cindy, and Cindy, you can stop in person, you can give her a call, either or. Same with any admissions to our programs. You know, you can always stop into Health and Human Services, tell the front what you're looking for, and then they'll be able to bring someone up there to kind of guide you into the right program. We also offer crisis services, and we contract with Northwest Connections for that after hours. So they're always in a resource that's available to the community. And then our in-house crisis worker follows up and then may be able to connect you to some services that we offer as well.
If someone is struggling with anxiety or depression, there's a number that they can call 24/7, in other words.
Yep. Northwest Connections, we contract with them outside of business hours, and their crisis hotline. A lot of counties kind of use them, and they're able to provide over the phone assessments and conversations, things like that. Then everything that goes through them comes to us, and then we have an in-house crisis worker that follows up on everything and is really good for linkage of services.
Talk a little bit about it, but what are adult protective services? Can you talk about that? Cindy?
So adult protective services, I deal with anybody the age of 18 and over. I deal a lot with financial exploitation, abuse, neglect, self-neglect, anything like that. I also deal a lot with guardianships and protective placements. I am learning the power of attorneys on how to help people fill those out as well. Having a durable power of attorney for your loved ones is probably one of the issues that we have right now. Not a lot of people have them. Not a lot of people know about them. But I implore everybody to look into it and make sure you have that set up, so then that way we can avoid guardianships if need be. You have somebody that you want and trust that can take care of the decisions if you become unable to make them on your own. The state of Wisconsin has a free power of attorney of healthcare and of finance that people can use to file with their doctors and institutions as well. But I can't express how important it is to have those in place. Not only for regular people, you know, or younger people, but for the elderly as well, because you never know what's going to happen or when it's going to be needed.
And they can get those forms from your office then as well?
Yes, yes. I have copies of them, so I can download them. Or if people prefer the digital copy, I can always email them as well.
You don't need a lawyer to do those kind of things?
No, you only need a notary public.
Notary.
A lot of times. You can do them with your doctor's office as well. The doctors can do them with you and sign off on them. The financial ones can be done through the bank as well. And they go through that and then they keep them on file. The biggest thing to know, though, too, is when a power of attorney of finance is done, the minute it is signed, it goes into effect. So that unless there's a specific date. So if you want it to take effect now, fill it out now, or if you want it to be in the future, make sure it's noted on there. You don't want it to start until this date. With the power of attorney of healthcare, you have to have two doctors in order to activate that. The doctors like to keep it on hand, so then if anything ever happens, then they can just go in and have it activated, but they already have the information there.
Very important, as you said, for people of all ages, really, because if you're not able to make those decisions, you know, it's nice to have somebody. If you don't have those kind of things, what happens in a case like that?
A lot of times when they don't have power of attorneys in place, then we end up going for guardianships. And if we don't have family members who are willing or interested in doing it, then we end up with corporate guardians who they don't know, they don't have the relationship with, the trust with, and sometimes it can be a little harder to accept that and can cause issues. But having the power of attorney in place can avoid that guardianship in the future.
A lot of times you can have those signed, but maybe you don't exactly know where what hospital you might go through or what doctor if you have those, but then you can go and put those in place in the hospital of your choice then, or your doctor of your choice then, right?
Yep. So a lot of hospitals now use the Epic system, so it intercrosses. So once it's uploaded to your file, it can be accessed by other doctors as long as your medical records are being released to those doctors. They can always be put on file at Health and Human Services with Adult Protective Services as well. We can keep them on file. So if the name ever comes through, we say, hey, we have these, and we can forward them to the physicians as well with releases signed. We can't release anything without having a release signed to do that. So when filling these out, if they want to put them with Health and Human Services, they would have to sign a release stating that we can release them to a physician. And it has to be a complete, like the name of the hospital. I can't just say any hospital. It doesn't quite work that way.
Okay. And then for finances, you mentioned as soon as you sign it, it's underway, but you can still sign your own things. Like if I sign over a finance person, both of us could sign checks or whatever it is in the meantime, right?
Yep, they could. And the one thing that I like about the state POAs is there's questions in there and you can fill it out specifically what you're giving them permission to do. And the one that I have here, it has the property, tangible personal property, digital property, stocks and bonds, commodities and options, banks and other financial institution. And there's a whole list. So you can give them permission, you know, to do the bank account or to sell the property or anything like that. And if you don't mark that, they can't do it. So it's important to figure out what you want to give that person the ability to do. Because if you just mark anything, they can do anything. And so we want them to pick somebody that they can trust and that they know has their best interest. And with having that documented, it helps a lot. Because then we know what they want as well.
And that document is good until that person passes away then, isn't that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And then it would change at that time. So,
yes, I believe when somebody passes, I believe everything goes to the next of kin unless there's a power of death. The power of attorneys are only good while they're alive, and then the power of a death, if they have one filled out, would take over after they're deceased.
Mm-hmm. And they can find out more at your location then.
Yes.
Yep. Well, we'll have more coming up in a moment here. Good to have some great news in here about world elder abuse and some things that we can do and be proactive with. Brandy Christensen and Cindy Bromblin, our guest on The Morning Show today.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The 43rd Wizards of Rod's Fun Run at Warren's Lions Club Clubhouse and Grounds in Warren's is this weekend, June 14th through the 16th. Bring your prized ride to join the car cruises, poker run, and enter the car show. Enjoy musical entertainment, including DJ Bellar Beats, providing hot rod music all weekend. Plus, there's games, 50-50 raffle, and much more. Go to the Wizards of Rod's on Facebook for the full lineup. Don't miss it. The Wizards of Rod's Fun Run Car Show this weekend in Warren's at the Warren's Lions Club Clubhouse and Grounds.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Welcome back to our morning show studios on WRCO and WRCE. We're talking about World Elder Abuse Awareness. Brandi Christensen is in the studio with us along with Cindy Bromlin as we talk about some things that we can do. We can be proactive and protect some vulnerable people in our area. Brandi, I think that's one of the things we want to talk about. It's not just the elderly that we're talking about here with a lot of the services, are we?
Yeah, so behavioral health in general, kind of as stated earlier, we offer services from birth all the way through the lifespan in a variety of different areas that we cover. So we have our treatment court that serves adults in the community that were convicted of nonviolent crimes as a result of some kind of substance abuse. So they're entered into treatment court as an alternative to incarceration. We have our outpatient clinic that sees kids starting around age like 5, I believe, is what our one psychiatrist will see all the way through the lifespan. But we have a psychiatrist, a psychologist, an advanced prescribing nurse practitioner who specializes in psychiatric care. We have substance abuse counselors. We currently are down a mental health therapist, but we're looking to fill that. So then that service is provided there as well. We have comprehensive community services, which is an intense mental health treatment program for people with substance abuse and or mental health. That program's great because it's all in-home based. So your therapist comes to your home, the mentor comes to your home. And then we have adult protective services, crisis. And then on our kids' end, we have children's long-term support, which helps kids and their families that have some disabilities, physical, cognitive. We have Birth to Three, which is an early special ed intervention program for kids up until 3 years old that have some kind of delay. And then we have our coordinated services team, which help youth who are kind of involved with different systems of care, which may be mental health, substance abuse, youth justice, things like that, kind of coordinate all of their services and bring a team together to best assist them.
Do you work? How do you get referrals? Who do you work with for referrals?
We get self-referrals. We get referrals from the hospital, children's and youth services provide referrals for us. Those are kind of the big ones. But most of them are self-referred. People call and say that they're struggling with this area, and we link them to the right program. Our Comprehensive Community Services Program is probably our fastest growing program right now. We've seen a massive uptick in intakes for that program. So,
why do you think that is?
I think mental health in general is becoming something more and more that's accepted and talked about, and people aren't afraid to ask for help so much anymore. The stigma is not necessarily there. So I think that has a big part to do with it. And the in-home is nice, you know, they work with your schedule. They come to you, they see kids at school, they see you in your home, they take you out on walks, you know, whatever works best for you and your program to help.
Yeah, I'm sure that is that people feel more comfortable at home, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about all the programs. It seems like, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot. You must have a lot of people that work there, right?
We do. In our behavioral health unit alone, I think we have two new people starting in the next couple of weeks, and I think we'll be up to like 17 or 18 just in our unit. But I think HHS as a whole has over 60 employees in our building.
That's incredible. And I'm guessing you could use more, right?
Yes, we do have some open positions right now. HHS is consist of our public health unit, economic support, children and youth services, the ADRC, the behavioral health. So there's usually always some kind of position open there. But I think right now we have just the mental health therapist position that we're looking to fill right now.
The whole goal is for people to use your services and get on their feet and maybe, you know, not necessarily a lifeline need, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. We can offer some immediate intervention services. We can offer some long-term support, kind of whatever is needed. There's somebody that can help either assist you in that moment or give you direction and guide you into the direction that you need to go.
Cindy, when we opened, we talked a little bit about dementia and the dementia-friendly school. What can you tell us about that?
So Richland County has been working with law enforcement recently to develop a dementia-friendly first responders tool. Other counties have used this, and it has been great. It has worked well. So this form people fill out, and it goes to our dispatch. So then if there is a call that goes out to somebody's house and they have a cognitive disability or some kind of dementia or anything like that, this kind of gives us information on them and who they are, what they like, what they don't like, what upsets them, what they're calmed by, the best ways to communicate with them. It also tells us whether or not there's pets in the house, if there's a spare key that's there in case nobody answers, whether there's alarms, or if comfort items to take with that could help if it's a child or an older adult and there's something that you need with them. So this kind of information, it kind of gives us a little bit to go for, because a lot of times when people have dementia, they have behaviors and outbursts and nobody really knows how to deal with them. And then they're dealt with as a regular person would be when there should be a different approach type thing. So this tool will help us with that and determine whether or not we should approach them a certain way or with certain directions. So this is something that we're working on trying to get out to the community to make sure people have knowledge of, and it'll help with a lot of our calls going out to the house.
Would law enforcement have those on hand then to kind of be aware?
Yep. So law enforcement, emergency services, and the Health and Human Services would have access to these. So if law enforcement was called or an ambulance was called and they had to go to the hospital, we would all have access to this so that we know that what we're dealing with.
Pretty important, especially for first responders and law enforcement to kind of know, you know, what they're dealing with too, right?
Yes, yes. And I think it can help a lot, especially with those with disabilities. So then they're not treated like criminals because they're not doing what they're told. There's a lot of times where, you know, we've had autistic people or dementia people, and you tell them to do something and they don't do it. They go in a completely different direction, and then they're seen as fleeing or something like that. And with having this tool, it lets us know, you know, we can't do that. There's a different approach. And it can save a lot of time and effort on trying to figure it out on our own with having access to a document like this.
Is it a goal to get a lot of those filled out in the county?
Yes. We're trying to push it out there and get everybody informed of it and get as many back as we can.
Good goal to have, that's for sure. You know, we've talked a little bit about somebody abusing an elderly person, but not always is it another person, right? Some of it can be self-neglect.
Yes, we've had a lot of self-neglect cases where people aren't taking care of themselves, or they're hoarders, or they're not living in what we consider standard. There's one thing that we try to inform people of, that even though you make a referral and it appears that no changes are being made, it's up to APS to balance the duty and to protect the safety of the vulnerable adult, and that every adult has a right to self-determination. So even though somebody's living in a house that has boxes and clothes from the floor to the ceiling, they have a right to live that way. And until it becomes a safety hazard for them or somebody else, there's not a whole lot that we can do about that. We can offer them services and offer them help, but if they refuse to accept it, we can't force it upon them.
I see. But it does become a safety issue a lot of times, doesn't it?
It can. There's been a couple times where we've had some safety concerns with that, and we have helped them come in contact with companies who come in and help clean their house and get rid of the garbage and stuff like that. There's some funding that APS can work with people on to get those services for them. We also have things, you know, if you need shampoo, conditioner, body wash, you can't afford the essentials. We have funding that can help provide that temporarily as well. There's been some cases where people have had issues, you know, this month they're short because they had to get extra medication or whatever and they couldn't afford their light bill. We can help pay that as well. But there's a lot of different avenues and different programs that we help guide them towards and get them. But all of our programs are voluntary. They have to be willing to accept them. We can't force them on them. We can't force them to take them. They have to be willing to do it.
That's probably the hardest part sometimes, isn't it?
It is. It is. There's been several cases where I've had the door slammed in my face.
I believe that, too. And maybe a well-meaning family member suggests, you know, you need to do this, but that person may not be as agreeable to have someone come in their home and tell them what to do, right?
Yep. And until they are deemed legally incompetent, they have the right to make those decisions. We cannot make them for them. Just because we wouldn't live that way or we don't understand why they live that way, it's their decision, it's their choice.
Well, many of us want to stay in our homes as long as we can. And I think sometimes probably when they realize, if I don't do this, I'm not going to be able to stay in my home, that probably does motivate a few people, doesn't it?
It can, and that's where the ADRC comes into play, too. For those that qualify, there's a lot of programs. You know, we have Inclusa, My Choice, and Iris, where they offer those in-home services to keep them in their home as long as possible. We don't want to take people and rip them out of their home and place them in a nursing home. That's not our goal. We want to keep them as independent and self-sufficient as possible, as long as possible.
Yeah, that was just in the news not too long ago about how seniors are staying in their homes longer than they used to, and which I think is a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's what they know. It's where everything they have is. It's what they grew into, and having that environment and staying in that environment as long as possible, I think, helps overall health-wise. Especially with the elderly, you know, you have somebody, and even if they do have dementia, you go and rip them out of that environment that they're used to, it can help it digress faster, and that's not what we want. We want them to be as safe as possible for as long as possible and to remain in their environment for as long as they can.
Some strides have been made, I know, locally to make Richland Center a dementia-friendly community. Mm-hmm. You've had some programs recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I know that the ADRC... They offer a program called Dementia Live. They do a lot of trainings with that. I think they have one coming up at the hospital. I don't remember exactly which day it is. I didn't write it down. I apologize. but they do trainings. And Pam does a lot of trainings with people in their home, too. So if you have a family member that you think has some form of dementia, she can meet with them in their home and go over the process and kind of talk about things to do and educate them better on that as well.
What about, we've talked about people in their homes, what about somebody living in some sort of facility? If we sense something's not going right there, what do we do in that case, Cindy?
That would also be an APS referral. That would also be a DHS referral. So when there's issues with nursing homes or CBRFs or AFHs, those referrals come through, and then I work with the state and we investigate those as well. We kind of figure out what the complaints are, where the issues are, whether or not they're substantiated, and then we do what needs to be done to remedy that. A lot of times with the nursing homes, the DHS is more involved than I am.
Mm-hmm. But they're inspected a lot of times too. I mean, pretty regularly, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what can we do to stand up about elder abuse? What can we do, like, as citizens? Any ideas and some things as we approach the day, the actual day coming up on Saturday?
The biggest thing is to be more involved with the community and to keep an eye on your elders and your loved ones, your neighbors, your friends, and kind of keep an eye out for them signs and talk to them and see, you know, try to see what's going on with them, how they're feeling. If you feel that there's any vulnerability at all, say something. Don't just hold it in. I know a lot of times people won't say anything because they feel ashamed that they didn't notice it sooner. But even if you didn't notice it sooner, you noticed it now, say something, take some sort of interaction. Because the sooner we know, the sooner we can get in, the sooner we can do something, the sooner we can save them from that situation.
And it could be just some sort of physical ailment or something that's kind of got them a little bit behind too, right?
Yeah, it could be physical, mental, psychological. A lot of things we've noticed is they start withdrawing from their normal daily activities. They quit talking to friends and family as much as they used to. They're not changing their clothes as often. They look more disheveled. They're kind of pulling away from everything. Keep an eye out for them signs. And even if there isn't something going on as abuse or neglect wise, there could be something else. And there's always something that we can do, whether offering services for them in trying to figure out what's causing these issues. It doesn't have to be, you know, a bad situation. It can be just something, they could be depressed and just need somebody to talk to, and we can offer that for them as well.
Yeah, a one-stop mm-hmm. shop. Brandy, yeah. Anything you would like to add in terms of the department, some things that you can, you know, maybe look at that we can use, or, you know, people can call and contact you?
I would say just don't be afraid to reach out for yourself, for others. Everyone, as soon as you walk in, our front desk staff is really welcoming, have a big smile on their face, and can really direct you into the area that you need to go. And if that's not the right one, then that person will guide you to the next person that can best help you. And I think the biggest thing is, if you see something, say something. You know, a lot, like Cindy said, it's not just Cindy doesn't have to just respond to situations, you know. She can help be proactive with certain things. And one thing that, you know, it can be physical health related that's causing mental health symptoms, that's causing, you know, all of these other issues that's going to take place. So as soon as you see something, like Cindy said, if you give her a call and she can go out and see what's going on, you know, it might just be as simple as getting that person into the doctor or whatever the case may be.
And maybe nothing, but being proactive, I think, is the key thing mm-hmm. here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you both have done a wonderful job. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate coming in. And a very timely topic here as we talk about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is Saturday, June 15th. Thanks to Brandy Christensen, Behavioral Health Manager, and Cindy Bromlin, Adult Protective Services Worker, here on today's morning show.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jakewish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jakewish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsborough Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more, and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill, $2.99 or more, and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors